Pepper appeared at a rally for charter school equity funding when WBFO News approached her about the mounting opposition against the school's expansion plans. Pepper has stated it's too costly to build on the current 7 acres of land the school owns on Great Arrow. She began our conversation by reading details from an email sent to her by an air pollution control engineer with the state DEC concerning the building they want to buy from the city school districts.
With all of the new emission rules that are made around cars and trucks and the small particulates that are in the air are around in Buffalo wherever we are. The Buffalo is a system of roads, highways around each other, and that there are small particulates in the air, but nothing that is above what the normal levels are supposed to be. And so we can trust that that location is a safe location. It's been a school, even with the highway there, it's been an active school for more than 50 years. It was built in 1927 and the highway wasn't there, but the highway has been there now for more than 50 years and always has a school has been there. So why is it not good enough for Tapestry students to make that a viable location when it's been for other children in the city?
Is that the same, too, of the response that there were some lead level issues, too?
There haven't been recent studies done at the building to do lead levels because the building's been occupied as recently as 2.5 years ago by School 64. I'm sure that the Buffalo Public Schools could not have put children into that building had there been contaminants in the soil outside. There wasn't a factory there since 1927. It's been a school. And of course, we are testing and making sure that every surface would be clean and every surface in that building would be touched with paint and new windows and heating. And there, one of the reasons we looked at that site and continue to look at that site was, quite frankly, it was the cleanest of many of the buildings that we've looked at. And over our 15-year history and five times of moving, we've looked at a lot of buildings that were dirty because of a factory or something else. And this building that was an established school has, it's really a cool building. It's really a great space and a great location, and it would be a great opportunity for our kids and our community.
Two things I've heard from parents. Parents feel that they've been blocked out of the process, and some say that they have signed up but never were told that their child would be moved into next fall.
So this has been an ongoing, the search for space has been an ongoing process. And quite frankly, because there are some choices in Buffalo and things come on the market, every week it's like, oh, what about that property on Hurdle Avenue? Oh, the diocese won't let us go into that one. Oh, let's look at this other location. So until we actually fixed on something, we were not going to come back to the community to say, this is the best that we have found and the most affordable and the best for our program. And we have a strategic plan that the board endorsed and went through with community, with parents, with board members just last year. And the idea was we were going to grow. And we had shared that idea with the families. But you know, when it's not in that moment, people don't necessarily pay close attention. And now we're at a point of having to make a decision about something that feels uncomfortable, but is really in the best interest of the whole school community.
But what I'm hearing is brand new people that are signing up their children for the very first time coming into your Tapestry Charter community do not know that the school is moving in the fall.
Well, a year ago when we would have done the lottery in April of last year, we did not have an idea about where we were going. Since in this year's time, we've looked at 15 other spaces. And we also did not know which group would move. If you remember last year when there was the possibility of the high school moving to Bennett High School, that was a high school because it was a high school space. And so from that time, we had to keep looking to see who would move. So we hadn't yet identified which group of students would benefit most from a new location. And so it wasn't until we actually identified a spot that then a decision was made on what the space has that would then benefit the largest number of students, which are the kindergarten through fifth grade students when we eventually get to our full grow out, because we're doing this grow out in a phased thing. So as people are coming in for the lottery this year, we are telling people that there is a possibility that we may be in another location. We're talking about our program, but we're not sure exactly where we're going to be next year. And when people have come for that, those meetings before the lottery is held in April of this year, we have been telling people.
Are you surprised by the response you've received?
Given the kind of community that Tapestry traditionally has been, I am surprised at the negativity and the lack of trust in when the team of school leaders and board members do everything, wake up every day thinking, hey, how we're going to have a great day at Tapestry. And we love what we do, and we're certainly passionate about it, and we want to do the best job that we possibly can. And right now, in the current physical confines of the space that we have, we don't feel that we're doing as good of a job. Now, I'd love to take that parent advocacy around this environmental issue of this location and say, you know what, help us with this 3/5 funding. If you're going to send notes to your legislators, now is the time to say, where is the money that is my child deserves for their coming to this school instead of the one across the street? Use their advocacy, use their voice in a positive way that could create a change and would take then some of the pressure off of every single one of charter school leaders, every charter school organization, and maybe make a change in a piece of the legislation would make a huge difference. So I'm hoping that we can use this parent activism in a very positive way to say, here is a way that you could help us make a difference. And we will listen to you, and we will keep you in the loop about the next things. But growing, we are going to be growing, because it's the only way for charter schools to stay sustainable. And every single charter school who is in this room today will tell you, we all have a replication model. We all have grades that we're adding on to. There is not one of us who is not having to grow because there's not enough funds to keep us solvent without more children.
Tapestry school board members are expected to vote on the issue tomorrow night. We asked Pepper for a prediction on the vote, but she waved her hand and did not respond. Meanwhile, an online petition by parents has gained more than 250 supporters. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.